Assalamualaikum, brothers and sisters. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, I have a question for you all. How many of you have seen the movie Saving Private Ryan? I'm sure most of you haven't. It's a war movie. The opening scene are of American soldiers storming a beach on D-Day. It's when the Allies invaded France. I'm telling you this because I personally feel that war is the best metaphor for how our youth react to high school. The opening scene starts out with a German soldier systematically shooting down American soldiers. This is very, very similar to how our youth react in high school. They go into high school, and that's when all the hormones, the freedom, the peer pressure, all of it comes together, and it overwhelms them. It destroys them. It takes them and it turns them from Muslims to non-practicing Muslims. So this was the opening scene. As these soldiers on D-Day continue on, they move up the beach and the artillery shells start falling. These are like explosions. They force them to run faster or they either kill the soldiers. Again, this is similar to high school. Because in high school, there are events. There are events, right, which happen, and these students, they experience them, and these are like events where a person from the opposite gender approaches them, or one of their friends asks them to come to their house, they'll smoke some weed, and events like this, these make a person a stronger Muslim by refusing them. It strengthens their resolve, or it weakens the Muslim by making them accept these things through peer pressure, or hormones, or whatever thing forced them to do this. As these soldiers continue on up the beach, there are many wounded that result from this invasion, and some of the soldiers stop and help them. These wounded soldiers are like non-practicing Muslims. A strong Muslim who has the wrong set of friends, who hangs out with the wrong type of Muslims, the wrong type of people, the wrong crowd, they too will be dragged down and eventually they will also become a casualty of this war, this inner jihad. They will become a casualty of Shaitan's campaign against Allah. So what? Over my high school career, I have noticed many good things as well. By the grace of Allah, I have a Muslim teacher. He's my math teacher. He runs the Jummah. He's the imam for the Friday prayers. He is Sunni, but it is very good to have an older figure, a role model in high school for you to follow. Any good soldier needs a good officer to follow. If there isn't a good officer, he can't go into battle effectively. So it's role models that take high school students and make sure that they end up being good Muslims. These role models can be your imam from the masjid, they can be your imams, period, they can be your prophets. But kids need more role models than just that. They need actual role models. They need parents, they need older siblings, they need basically a good Muslim to follow. So what? Another thing I've observed, especially in this last year, has been high school students who look back at the past 2 years and say, oh God, what have I done? They lived the life of sin for the past 2 years, and they can see now that it's really catching up to them. Their marks are 60, 50, 40, go lower, pick a number, 35, 7. And they can see that they won't be getting into university this year, maybe not next year, maybe the year after. But universities usually don't go for students who repeated a course 5 times. So brothers and sisters, it is these Muslims who look back and say, oh God, what have I done? But in some cases, those same Muslims, those same people who practice sin, they continue on and they continue to do sin. And they may not even realize what they have done over the past 2 years. And they'll keep going until middle life, until a midlife crisis comes in or something. And they'll keep going, maybe even until their deaths, right? And so that's when they'll realize, oh God, I have achieved nothing. But there are those Muslims, much like you guys, who practice Islam in their high schools, who practice Islam in their schools, in their colleges, in their universities, wherever they go, in their workplaces. And those are the Muslims who, once they see these other Muslims repenting, they have a sense of satisfaction, they have a sense of pride, they have a memory saying that we succeeded where all others failed. Brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not die so that we could succumb to sin. His children were not brutally martyred so that we could be Muslim at home and non-Muslim at school. The ladies of his camp were not tortured so that parents could prepare their children for this life but not the next. Finally, brothers and sisters, I have a message for all of you. Brothers, sisters, parents, children, youth, elders, all of you, please take this in. Please, please, please protect your children from the attacks of shaitan. Because if shaitan kills their deen, he has killed your sadaqah jariyah. If he kills their religion, there will be no one left to pray for you when you have left this world. And if he kills their religion, if he kills them, he will kill them from the inside, and all the generations forth are not going to be good practicing Muslims. Inshallah, we can all be members of Imam Mahdi's army. May Allah accept the sacrifices of those who have restrained themselves throughout high school, and may Allah help those who are currently restraining themselves and guide those who have not yet found the right path. Salawat.